Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
It is 7:21. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning. And we, of course, are following the fallout, the reaction to the issuing of the arrest warrant by the International Criminal Court, by the ICC. Yael Avias Gvisman is an Israeli-based international attorney and involved with on the ICC list of counsel for victims and defense. Yael, good morning. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me. I'm quite well. Very early in the morning and here in The Hague. 6:20.
That's why there was a bit of confusion because in terms of the time, and I do apologize for that. So
Not at all. I'm awake. I'm on my way to the airport. So I was awake anyways. On the contrary, I'm very happy to speak with you today.
Okay, brilliant. Thank you for doing so. So just give us a sense. First of all, we know that this has been pending for months, and we've all been watching with some.
Hello.
Yeah, we know that the warrant was a possibility. Did it come as a surprise to you when it did happen?
Yes. So we were waiting for it for a long time. I mean, many eyes mm-hmm. were set towards the direction of the court in The Hague. We have three arrest warrants. So one against Mohammed Deif from one of the leaders of Hamas who, for the court, his death is not confirmed.
I was going to say, I thought he was dead. No.
Yes, Israel authorities say he's dead. However, right. Hamas didn't confirm it. His death is not confirmed. Mm-hmm. And then there is, of course, the arrest warrant against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and former Defense Minister Yoav Gallant. Right. So these three arrest warrants, they're released the same day, but I have to say the first significant step for the victims I represent, the victims of Hamas attacks, is that these arrest warrants are issued separately. Even though they are issued on the same day, they're two separate press releases by the court, two different, and this really reflects the reality. We're talking about different separate facts, different victims and different evidence. And there's this perhaps intuitive but also forced, I don't know if it's a need, but there's this framing as if it's all wrapped up in the same, under the same roof. And actually that only adds to the politicization of this case and pushes further away the cause of the actual victims, the direct victims. We all, they're the ones who deserve justice.
But the reality is that in terms of the ICC, there can't be justice for them because there is no accused. If the accused is no longer living, or if he doesn't exist anymore, then there is no there's no path to follow here.
Well, if his death would be confirmed, then these arrest warrants would be the arrest warrants against him will be void. However, from the beginning, we're here for a marathon. We're here for the long, for length. We didn't aim for the three main ones. For us, it was a symbolic achievement, a very important milestone, but definitely not the end. We've been in direct contact with the ICC investigators since October, very actively involved in the pushing the investigations forward, providing as much reliable evidence as possible, because we do believe in the law and we do believe in its force for the victims to rebuild their lives, the fact that they can be recognized and so forth. So for us, the prosecutors, Karim Khan's declaration statement in May that he was requesting arrest warrants against three Hamas leaders was definitely a milestone, but it was definitely not the end for us. It was a symbolic achievement. However, we're aiming at the 20 important individuals of Hamas, the ones who are comfortably sitting in European countries, abusing of democracies and so forth, not the ones who are in Gaza.
Why hasn't an arrest warrant been issued for those, as you say, who are sitting quite comfortably in Qatar, the same way that Netanyahu wasn't in Gaza and wasn't directly involved in anything that he could be accused of? Surely the same would apply to those leaders.
Well, it takes time. Even these arrest warrants are happening quite quickly if you compare with other cases. So the investigation was moved forward quite quickly. However, it takes time, and the prosecution itself declared that the investigation is ongoing, including to further crimes and further crime bases. Today, five crime bases are recognized. The main kibbutzes that were where massacres were committed, and the Nova Festival of 300 individuals who came to dance. There were actually four different festivals, 4,500 individuals who came to dance. So there's 28 crime bases. So we need to build the map so it reflects reality, and that takes a lot of time and a lot of investment. We do our work every day outside of the spotlight, once in a while there is this spotlight, which is very important, of course. But the actual work is done actually every day.
So what I can hear is that it's because you're representing the victims, there's almost it's quite important, in fact, that you aren't too involved in the other side of the case, which is the Netanyahu case, because otherwise it becomes about that and not about the victims, because the victims come into a defense there rather than dealing with it as in of itself. Is that correct?
You're so right. It is a complicated situation to be in. I mean, it's absolutely, of course, we're affected also by arrest warrants.
Yes, I get that. I'm just trying, I'm just trying to process it in my own brain.
Citizens and so forth. Is really, it's a question. Also, not all victims see everything in the same light. Of course, all victims receive this arrest warrants against head of state and so forth, but also reflecting on the military and reflecting on the state, reflecting on the fact that we're in a situation of war, that's an imposed war. However, you have your eyes to the streets in Israel. We know that the streets are divided as to the continuation of the war, as to the plight of the hostages. We're facing very difficult dilemmas as a society that are imposed on us by extremists who vow by war and bloodshed. However, we still have a responsibility faced with these dilemmas that we find ourselves in. So, if I say something about the arrest warrants against defense minister, it's not necessarily in the name of the victims.
Right, I understand.
Hamas attacks want justice for their stories. You know, their lives were turned upside down since 7th of October. Many of them have lost everything. Many of them are either survivors or the families of murdered or the families of hostages or all of the above. Many of them are still internally displaced. They don't have a home to come back to. Of course, it's not the only tragedy and travesty in this war. However, this is the travesty we are focusing on.
So, as you're talking, I think I figured it out in my head. When I was in Israel, I visited Israel soon after October the 7th. I remember chatting to we were on an army base, and I was chatting to a soldier, and I asked him, which was maybe a little bit inappropriate, more of a politically a nuanced question. And his answer was actually so smart, and he said, we've got a certain job to do. And if we all get involved in politics and the other issues that every other people are dealing with, then we can't do our job properly. So no matter what, as a soldier, when we in focused on a mission, politics disappear, and we've just got to do what we've got to do. And in a way, what I'm hearing from you is that's exactly what you have to do and are doing, where you're saying, there's all of this noise around, and I might have a political opinion, and I might have an opinion on the other aspects of Netanyahu's warrant and the case. But if I'm going to do my job for the victims through the ICC, that has to be my mission. Otherwise, it's only when I come out of that role then I can look at all of these other aspects. Does that make sense? Is that a summary of this approach?
Yes, look, definitely. I mean, we can't let politics stand in the way of our mission. That's one. On the other hand, we're all affected by it. I mean, life has never been more affected by this. I mean, in regular times, in times of peace, we can sit comfortably in our little cocoons, not listening to the news, not going out to the streets, or not, I don't know, legislating or moving forward to specific needs. I mean, this is politics have never been more essential in a way, because it affects our lives every day, and it affects other people's lives. People are dying. However, sorry for the
No worries.
Yeah, sorry.
But in fact, but, we do need.
However, we do have our. That was why on the 12th of August, when I was asked to present the views and concerns of the victims of Hamas attacks, and the question was about, it was within dealing with the United Kingdom, you know, the topic that was raised by United Kingdom, even though they withdrew from it afterwards, on the effects of the Oslo Accords on the court's capacity to try Israeli citizens. We issued our views and concerns, but the main one was that justice be done and justice be seen to be done, and most of all that victims are preserved somehow from the ostensibly politicized reality, if that at all is possible. Would be to issue any arrest warrants in a separate manner, and to continue to do so. I mean, that's simply being diligent.
Yeah. That is where we do need to leave it. Yael Vias Grisman, thank you for your thank you for chatting to us, and keep up the amazing work. Israel-based international attorney on the ICC list of Council for Victims and Defense.